Welcome to We're Not Brazil. This is our third podcast, and this is going to be our year in review show. I've got Andy sitting to my right.
Hello.
Andy is playing a game of FIFA for me because apparently he's the better player out of the two of us. And I'm getting absolutely trounced in league mode online, so he's trying to get me a couple of points together. If you want to play against us, we have a FIFA team. It's called It's We're Not Brazil. No commas. Add us, you know, we'll give you a run for your money.
I will.
It has all the international stars that you would imagine. Sometimes I do like to play, actually, with the Northern Ireland team. I bought them all. Even Liam Boyce, who we'll get onto later. I've bought everybody you can imagine who plays for Northern Ireland who's in FIFA. And I do like to give them a run out every now and again, but they always get trounced by some sort of super team with Messi and Ronaldo. And nobody ever buys anybody original. It's always the same players every time in FIFA. It's
tends to be the quick players people go for, your Aubameyangs and your...
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, as soon as you say that, I have Aubameyang as well. I bought him as well. But so this week we're just going to do like a year in review because it's been a pretty good year to be a Northern Ireland fan.
Absolutely.
There has been a lot to be happy about, not least the fact that we've qualified for our first ever European Championships.
Yep.
We're going to have a look at a glorious year for Northern Ireland. We're going to give away some awards, our Player of the Year, Goal of the Year, maybe even Manager of the Year, when that you never know. It's going to be tightly contested.
It will be.
I want to start off with your thoughts on the year as a whole, Andy. Best year for Northern Irish football ever?
Definitely within the last 25 years. You know, qualifying for our first tournament, it's not even just that. You know, the football we've been playing, the fans are actually confident. We're going to games and thinking we can beat this team rather than going to games thinking I'd take a draw.
How did you just miss there?
I have no idea.
It seems to have spurred everyone on, especially recently.
Oh, definitely.
Look at the performances of some of the Northern Ireland players in their club play. Gareth McCauley coming up good in the West Brom game last week.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, Gareth McCauley, I've said for years, has been one of our most consistent players. To have him playing that well for West Brom, I mean, I watched the game where they played against Liverpool and he was exceptional.
Yeah.
Bronte as well. Bronte's been playing well for them. And then Liam Boyce has been on fire for Ross County at the minute.
I mentioned Liam Boyce as a possible contender for a starting place in the first podcast.
Oh,
I'm not sure if you
did.
He's coming good in Scotland. I think it was the right move for him at the right time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he was dominating the Irish Premier League with Joe Gormley.
Yeah.
I think he's playing at a level where he is, I mean, I was going to say he's playing more at his level, but he's absolutely dominating it. You know, I think he's a third top goal scorer behind, I think he's second actually, behind Lee Griffiths.
Is he really?
In Scotland, wow. Yeah. Like he's, and the second goal he scored the other night, I think it was against Inverness.
Yeah, you showed me it as well.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable. I mean,
It's the mark, the boy is quality anyway.
Oh, absolutely. And he's not that old either. I mean, he's only, what, 20, is he 25?
I'm not too sure. He is pretty young, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, him and Joe were both young at Cliftonville. So.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to have a Northern Ireland career coming through. He hasn't really been given a chance. I mean,
no.
He's got a couple of substitute appearances, but, you know, Northern Ireland are crying out for a striker. I mean, we've got Big Kyle, but what happens if he gets injured?
So how would you play the run-up to the European Championships? Do you play your best 11 and get them comfortable with each other, or do you give a shot to people who maybe didn't play in the qualification process but might be coming good towards the tournament?
I think it should be based on current form.
Right.
Whoever is playing well for their club should get a start for Northern Ireland. So, well, to be honest, at the minute the whole first team seems to be playing for their club except Kyle Lafferty.
Yeah.
But
I think Villa could always snap him up in January if he fancied a move to a big club. He'd certainly get a start or two more than at Norwich, you know.
Villa's the sort of club that he would perform at.
Yep.
You know, if you get the ball in the Kyle Lafferty in the box, he's going to get the ball on the target, at least. I mean, there's a lot of Premier League teams crying out for a striker who's going to score goals, and Kyle Lafferty's proven that he can score goals at any level, so...
Okay, so my question to you would be, if Kyle doesn't get a regular start, if he doesn't get a move, do you drop him for the tournament?
No, you can't drop Kyle.
So... You know, Kyle is probably the exception that proves the rule.
Kyle and Steve Davis.
Yeah.
But Steve Davis is going to be playing, so.
Steve Davis will definitely, yeah. Well, yeah. He's a lock for the tournament. I think Cal's a lock for the tournament.
Yeah.
It would just be nice to see him get regular football.
Yeah, I mean, even if he has to go down to the championship, at least he's playing.
100%. You know?
I mean, he's good enough for the Premier League. I have no doubt he's good enough for the Premier League. But if he can just get a run of consistent games, maybe a run of 15 games till the end of the season.
Yep.
Why not? I mean, he's going to score goals.
I think every Northern Ireland fan wants to see him playing.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't matter who for.
Also, United. Yeah, because, you know, you want to see him being happy as well in his football.
Absolutely. Just talking going back to Italy, to Palermo.
Really?
Yeah, apparently Palermo and Leeds are the two teams he's being linked with. So, you know, even if he's going to Italy, he's getting football.
Hopefully. So, yeah, yeah, absolutely. The boy scored some wonder goals. I saw that the official Northern Ireland Facebook page awarded their goal of the year to Kyle Lafferty.
Did it go to Kyle?
It went to Kyle, yeah.
I think he got my vote. Because the other two contenders, Steve Davis's goal, it was a good goal, but I think it was more the meaning behind it.
it was a sentimental goal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Whereas the actual Kyle Lafferty, the volley was just exquisite.
Who doesn't want a player like that in their team?
Oh, get in there.
So, Andy's just scored a 93rd minute equaliser in 2 minutes at a time here for the We're Not Brazil team. Might be the first point of our league season. Great goal. That was a very good goal.
What was your goal?
Edin Dzeko, of course, the famous Northern Ireland player.
He's from Ballybean, I think.
So, Who across the 2015 season, because you saw a lot of games at winter.
Yeah.
Who across the international games would have got your player of the year? And I'm not just talking who the best player is. Like, I want to know who really either made a difference or put in a performance that changed your opinion on them.
Well, there's the obvious, your Davis, your Lafferty, McCauley, Evans. But I think the player I wasn't expecting much from, but really impressed me, was Conor McLaughlin.
Right, okay. Right back.
I thought he was brilliant. He just seemed to jump straight into that team and know exactly what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I first saw him, I thought, well, he must be a young player at a Premier League or Championship team. And found out he was playing for Fleetwood, I was just like, well, that boy's got a future ahead of him. But Conor McLaughlin, I think, was very good. Jamie Ward was very good. And then, to be honest, there's nobody in that team that you would say, nah, they were poor. Yeah, everybody, they were just a team.
They were a great team. And it's hard for me to sort of ask for a performance of the year because it was so team-orientated.
Yeah.
But there's got to be something, just one goal, one moment, one performance that just shocked you, sat in the stands there.
I think the biggest moment of, well, apart from actually qualifying for the tournament, when Lafferty scored the 93rd minute equaliser against Hungary.
Yeah.
It was sheer relief that we just had that, because we were getting to the point where, okay, we've lost this one, right? We're gonna have to go out and beat Greece, this means. But we didn't need to go. Well, we did beat them in the end, but we didn't need to.
That was a big moment. I remember watching that goal, and it was pure emotion from everyone involved after that goal went in, wasn't it?
It was just the whole stadium was almost in tears. just the excitement that woke up, you know, because I think that's the point when people start thinking, okay, we actually will do this.
Yeah.
Like, we knew if we'd beaten Hungary, we would have qualified. But we were expecting to get beat, and we didn't. And it's the first time in years that Northern Ireland have been expecting to get beat and haven't.
That's so true.
Yeah. It was just last minute excitement, full stadium, just come on. And then balls in the back of the net. Big Kyle just running up that wing.
Balls are in the back of the net, pints are in the air.
Pints are around everybody.
It was an incredible moment. And I hope we'll get many more like that over the next couple of months. I want to get a quick word from you about Michael. Now, obviously, Michael picked up the Manager of the Year award or Coach of the Year award at the Sports Personality of the Year. It was hosted in Belfast, so it was nice of him to get it in front of a hometown crowd.
Yeah.
The love and reception that man got, in what is a sometimes often divided city.
Yeah.
It was unanimous support for a guy who'd brought this country into a major European tournament.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason they mainly won it was nobody really saw it coming.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone was like, oh, this is the first chance where we could have England and Wales in the tournament, but everybody had sort of written off Northern Ireland before it even started. So the fact that he got us, not even just there, but the winner group, it says a lot about him as a manager, his character, and the respect that those players clearly have for him, and fully deserves, in my opinion, to take that title.
What do you think of his tactics as a general? Like, do you like the way Northern Ireland play at the minute?
I do. I mean, there's a good balance. You know, we've obviously got that solid back four that we had during the qualifying campaign, and, I mean, our midfield, it's a Premier League quality midfield. I mean, if Northern Ireland were in the Premier League, I'm not saying we'd win it, but we'd finish above Villa anyway. But, you know, I think we've got that good balance in the whole team, and they know their strengths. Like, we're not the quickest team, we don't have that superstar, but everybody knows where everybody's going to be, mm-hmm. and it just works.
Are you going to buy a new Northern Ireland shirt?
Oh, I have to. The question is, am I going to buy one or am I going to buy two? Home and away.
I got a Northern Ireland top for my birthday. Northern Ireland shorts as well. I'm sitting here wearing it and it is beautiful.
It really is.
The hype about the stripe, what's your take on it?
At first I was like, no, that looks absolutely ridiculous.
It's a blue stripe. It's not like it's...
I know. You've seen people like change it on Facebook and they've made it just a white stripe and it looked so much better. Yeah. And then the more I seen it in person, I was like, it's not as bad as I thought.
Right.
And the more I look at it, I'm like, I really like that. That's a really nice top.
Yep.
And
it's something different.
It is.
It's a nice colour.
Yeah.
It's a nice blue, I think.
I like the sleeves on it as well, being a different colour. So it takes us back the Healy days. And
yep. You know, you can't beat the Adidas as well.
Yeah.
I think props to Adidas. I think it's a lovely top. Yeah,
it is a really nice top.
I'm not sure who to get on the back of it yet.
I'm getting Macaulay.
You're getting Macaulay?
I'm getting Big Gareth. Like,
I think because I play centre back for amateur league,
I have to get Macaulay. You have to.
I have a PK top in there. Like, do you know what I mean? I feel like I have to get it.
I have a Colo Touré Liverpool top.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gonna be worth money someday.
My first ever football top was Mark Draper on the back of a Villa top. Like, just obscure.
Obscure 90s Villa players.
Obscure 90s Villa players. Like, it was just... That was a treasured item. That was a treasured item of mine.
I think I was just typical child getting Robbie Fowler in the back of the
sure, right.
top. But
well, when was your first Northern Ireland top?
It must have been about 8 or 9. I didn't have a name or number in the back of it.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
I remember I was going to get the one, it must have been about 97. Do you remember the checkered one where it was the green and the navy?
I don't know.
Do you not remember?
What? Green and navy checks.
It was an Ian Dowie special. Like, you know, it was absolutely, I'm going to get this up.
Wow, that is phenomenal. It sounds like a crazy looking top.
Oh yeah, it's great. I'm gonna get this up. This is an absolute smashing top. But I never got it. If anybody has it and wants to send me one, use it more than welcome.
Even just a photo up on Facebook, or you can always add us on Facebook if you fancy it. We're at We're Not Brazil. Look for us on Twitter at We Are Not Brazil, and add us on FIFA or add us on PSN. It's We're Not Brazil. It's We're Not Brazil. ITS, We're Not Brazil. Okay, so the second half of this podcast is going to be shot on video as well. We're going to have Andy playing a game representing the WNB brand against some joker online. It's going to be up on YouTube. Check it out. We're going to have a YouTube stream coming the start of January. Twitch, all that there, sort of good stuff. I'll go set that up now. Wow.
Do you remember it? ASICS?
Wow,
special.
Look at that. I remember it now that you showed me. Yeah. That is some...
And look at that away kit. Magnificent.
I'm looking at the checkered kits here on Andy's phone and they are just a sight to behold. You can't complain about the blue stripe when you've had that.
Look at the 1990-93 away kit.
That looks like a referee's kit.
It really does.
That's a good shirt. I love that shirt.
I think you see those people go on the games in that shirt.
Yeah, I love that shirt.
1990-92 one.
I love that shirt. The 92 green shirt with like the like diamond sort of patterns all over it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Magnificent.
Welcome to our first FIFA upload for We're Not Brazil. I'm Rich. This is Andy.
Hello.
And Andy is going to be taking us through a game of FIFA today because I'm desperate at it. Like, I'm struggling to keep the team up, and Andy is going to do a rescue mission. As you can see, we have 1 point from six games.
Yeah.
And Andy is going to save my bacon.
Let's get to it. Let's see, check our lineup. Who's tired? Oh, this boy's tired, he says. Oh, Joaquin? What was this, FIFA 2003? What's going on with Joaquin?
What do you think of the lineup I've assembled?
It's not bad. It's good. Aubameyang's unbelievable. He's ridiculously quick.
I think he's got one game left, but I mean, I'll add a
two,
contract.
He's got two.
Oh, he's got two. I'll add a couple of contracts.
James Milner's got 43. That's all that really matters.
Do you know who I also have in the squad? And it pains me because we're playing at Villa Park, as you can see, above Villa Park. I have Fabian Delph in the team.
I think I've got to get big Johnny Evans in there, don't I?
There's plenty. Do you know what we could do? We could play just a Northern Ireland team.
No, we need to win.
Okay. All right.
A Northern Ireland team with Aubameyang up front with Lafferty, maybe. But
I'm going to play online matches as just a Northern Ireland select team. Come at me if you think that your Wales lineup or your Hungary lineup or whoever the frig you're playing with, if you think you can take on the Northern Irish boys, you're wrong.
You're more than wrong. Is there more than wrong? Oh, here we go. Heavy rain.
Heavy rain. Northern Ireland boys love a bit of heavy rain. That's like a...
We're just playing in our conditions. Who's he
perfect
got?
Perfect conditions.
Firmino. Oh, they're all Brazilian.
They're all Brazilian.
Here, we're not Brazil. So
we're not Brazil. That's great timing.
It really couldn't be better.
Could it? Like, it's awesome.
No manager?
No manager. Sure, 100% chemistry already. You only use a manager, noob, if you don't have 100% chemistry.
Or if you're Swansea, apparently.
Come on. Let's go.
Oh.
How often would you say that you would have played FIFA growing up?
Oh, daily. Well, actually, I was FIFA until about 2002.
Okay.
And I got Pro Evolution Soccer.
Right.
Like, the first Pro Evolution Soccer. Mm-hmm. And it was that until maybe about 2006. 2007.
Okay. Wow, so you actually a couple of gens over then?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, most of my PS2 playing would have been on a
was Pro Ev?
PS, yeah.
I'm trying to look here at what Pro Evo there. I had Pro Evo 2008, I think that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had Pro Evo 2008.
Is that the one with Gerrard in front of it? Because originally I was going to get FIFA 1 year, and then I found out that Liverpool were going to have like their real names in Pro Evo, and I thought, oh no, I have to get Pro Evo that year.
No, there are two world superstars on the cover of Pro Evo 2008.
Is John Carew one of them by any chance?
I wish. Could you imagine a John Carew? John Carew would have sold five times the amount of games that this man sold. Okay, so one has won World Player of the Year twice.
Ronaldinho, was it?
Close.
Ronaldo?
Nearly give you. Yeah, it's Ronaldo.
Cristiano
was in the cover for 2008.
Really?
The other one has a golden boot.
What, Cup golden boot or?
No, Premier League golden boot.
Thierry?
No. Think Schürrle.
Marcus Stewart.
Who's the worst person that you've ever seen grace a cover of a football game?
Wayne Rooney.
Think worse.
Oh, really?
He's not somebody that would make it into your top 100 all-stars. But I tell you what, the boy could score a goal.
Really? Who did he play for?
On this,
uh-huh.
He's in a Newcastle top.
Michael Owen?
Michael Owen
scumbag.
Michael Owen is on the cover of Pro Evo 2008.
Oh, what an absolute scumbag.
Can you believe that?
No.
He is what... If you think we're hard to listen to, listen to Michael Owen on commentary. Oh, you chummy! You chummy!
Oh my god. Classic Northern Ireland defending right there. Oh, I have Pro Evo 6.
Who's on that one?
I've Pro Evo 6, right? We were talking about people that have been on video game covers.
Oh, come on.
I almost don't even want to tell you who's on this one.
Okay.
Who do you think's on this game?
I'm going to guess John Terry.
John Terry is on the front of this game. Can you believe that?
Why John Terry?
Why not Lafferty or somebody like that?
Why not? I mean, 2006, that's when Healy was in his... And Adriano.
Just.
Adriano and John Terry, they're both ridiculous.
Isn't that mad? Look at John. Look at the smarmy smug.
I tell you what, that England team actually is missing him. I think that England team...
Oh, absolutely.
I think that he's still one of the quality defenders in the league.
I think... I mean, he's obviously past his best. I mean, he's not the John Terry of 2006, when he was one of the best centre halves in the world.
You don't get taken off at half time by Mourinho unless you're playing badly.
Oh, yeah.
Especially absolutely. When he was Mourinho's
golden boy.
Golden boy, yeah. Absolutely.
Him and Fat Frank.
What do you think are England's chances in Euro 2016?
I think we have a better chance, to be honest. England are the most overrated football team of all time.
Okay.
I think
I agree with you.
They always have been. I mean,
but they're overhyped by their own.
I know.
Media.
Yeah.
Nobody else gives them a chance.
Well, the fact they were number one seeds, and I don't understand how, because they said it was based on previous Euros.
It's because they keep getting Macedonia and San Marino in the draw. Like.
Yeah, well, they said it was based on the last actual tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But Italy were second seeds and they were in the final.
What a goal.
Get in that net.
I say what a goal. That's one of the worst goals I've ever seen in people. Yeah, sure. Italy put England out of the World Cup. Yeah,
exactly. And they're the World Cup and... The Euros?
And in the Euros, they got to the final?
Yeah.
Against Spain?
They were trounced by Spain,
but getting to the finals...
Exactly.
It's settled for that for us, you know?
I mean, Balotelli was phenomenal in that tournament. Unfortunately, that was the last time he ever led a decent...
The last time we ever saw Balotelli. I think he's on one of them hoverboards now, just wandering through Italy.
Did you hear about him in the women's prison? He just standard in the women's prison because he wanted to have a look around. You gotta love Mario, like.
Mario is a fan of mine.
He's a fan of ours.
I'm a fan of the show, and the show's a fan of him.
Mario Balotelli. Tell you what, though, there's a lot of Liverpool fans wanting him back.
See,
to be honest, if I'd give Klopp a go with him, like. Because if you can get him performing, he is one of the best strikers in the world on his day. But the problem is he's just so inconsistent.
Want Mario Balotelli back?
I'd give him a go. Yeah.
Wow.
I would definitely give him a go.
Would you not give Kyle Lafferty a go?
Well, obviously that goes without saying, but...
I don't understand this... why you're trying to look for people who aren't Christian Benteke. Christian Benteke is the finest number 9 in the world. The only reason I think... Belgium are ranked number 1 in the world is because of Christian Benteke. And to be fair, Christian Benteke on his own, a team of Christian Benteke's should be ranked number 1.
And Mark Draper in central midfield.
Is there a Northern Ireland chant of "We all dream of a team of and ben, then one Northern Ireland player"? Or should there be?
We all dream of Christian Benteke.
We dream of a team. There should be a Northern Ireland chant of "We all dream of a team of."
But there's none of
Gareth McCauley's.
Yeah, that's the thing. Nobody's name really. Jimmy Ward's maybe was the only one that would maybe fit in. Chris Beard's.
Do we dream of a team of Jimmy Ward's? Do we dream of a team of Chris Beard's? Down to 7 or 6 players. Five injuries in the other team.
Liam Boyce.
We all dream of a team of Liam Boyce's. Doesn't work as well.
Doesn't really work.
I think.
Roy Kyle's.
Gareth McCauley.
Maybe there is. I just haven't heard it, but.
Not we all dream of a team of Roy Carroll.
The Republic had Gary Breen, didn't they?
Yeah, Gary Breen, yeah, yeah. At number one was Gary Breen. At number two is Gary Breen. It's a great chant.
It is a good chant.
Does Northern Ireland not have anybody like that?
They don't have anybody like that. We've got our own chants for players, obviously.
Mm.
Your Steve Davis chant and your, oh, Gareth McCauley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Christian Benteke chant adapted for Gareth McCauley.
The Gareth McCauley chant, which Christian Benteke stole without permission.
I'm not going to lie, this is one of the worst 1-0s I've ever watched. The goal was abysmal. Oh, he went for it. Skills he went pay for it. The bills. Kidding me.
If you're watching this, we can only apologise, but we're playing dirty. We're going for the 1-0. We're parking the bus.
Whoever this boy is, have. Yeah, the bus is being parked, Chief. Did you actually just change the sentence?
No, I haven't. Not that much of a scumbag yet.
You're going to keep us up. That was nice until it wasn't.
Until he got tackled.
Oh, a lunge there.
He went for it. Oh, what a save.
Was that a save? Wonderful save.
Wonderful save.
Oh my days.
Up and went. Uh-oh. So, Ballon d'Or coming up.
Ballon d'Or coming up.
Who do you fancy?
Who is it? Neymar with the other two?
Neymar and the big two.
I think you have to sort of give it to Ronaldo again, don't you?
Really?
Do you not?
No, I'd give it to Messi.
You give it to Messi over Neymar?
Yeah.
Messi's been injured for part of the season.
I'd still be giving it to Messi.
Wow. To be honest...
It is one of those ones that just divides opinion.
Yeah. For my money, I would give it to Ronaldo. Oh, but okay. I would have Neymar second to that. Okay. I don't know. I think Messi's third. I think Messi's only there on name, to be honest. I think there's been better players than him.
Oh, how'd you miss that header? Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people... I've been saying Suarez, I think, was a bit unlucky not to
get it. I think Suarez is unlucky as well.
But if you look at actually the stats, you ball.
We're going to get relegated. I got us up as high as Division 6, okay? I want that to be known.
I want it to be known.
Andy's getting us relegated.
We played 4 games and I got 1 point and I got that point.
Andy's getting us relegated.
It's not over.
It's the Avram Grant. He's the Avram Grant of... He gets it. Mourinho gets us to the final and then Avram loses it. Okay, it was a slip by Terry, but... I just wanted to bring up the fact that Terry slipped. Yeah, jackass. Although Man United won the...
Yeah, I was kind of devastated when they slipped.
I was even more miserable about
it. Why couldn't Ronaldo have slipped there? Whoever had a penalty for United that night.
Yeah, sure, Ronaldo missed.
Oh, that's right, he did miss.
Ronaldo missed and then Terry missed and then...
You want to give him the Ballon d'Or?
And then Anelka with the laziest walk-up, the laziest penalty. The boy's in the Champions League final, he looks like he's... I don't even have a punchline for it. That's how lazy he is.
But see, Ronaldo missed a penalty today as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, shocking penalty. Bad team special.
He missed a penalty in the 24th minute and then he scored a penalty 15 minutes later.
Well, I didn't see it, but does it reading.
Do you not take him off penalty duty after you miss one? No. It's
Ronaldo. I think he's in charge of that team.
Yes, that's true.
But apparently neither of them were penalties, or both of them were very harsh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah,
sure. What are you concentrating the game? Yeah. 7 minutes left. Have you had a shot on target since your goal?
Yeah, not a good one, but on target. Actually, I don't know. But I personally would be going to Messi. I can see a case for Neymar. Oh my goodness.
Oh.
I can see a case for Neymar because he has been so good.
Sure.
But
yeah.
I still think it's a straight fight between the big two.
I think if you give it to Messi, you give it to Messi on name value just though.
But he has been good.
Has he?
Yeah. I mean...
Better than Suarez and Neymar?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. Because if you think of last year, like the second half of last year, like he was just ridiculous. Like when Barca went on to win the Champions League, he got them there. Like Neymar wasn't great last season.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't. Not that he was bad.
Not that he was, yeah. He's no mug.
Oh! That was James Milner. Villa legend.
Do you think you're going to rescue it?
No. It's magic.
You know. Never believe it's not so.
Yeah, so that wasn't great. So if
are we relegated?
No, we just need to win the last three games.
So we're going to wrap this up. That's it for this week. Thanks for watching. Like, subscribe, everything, all that good stuff. Follow us on Facebook at We're Not Brazil. Follow us on Twitter at We Are Not Brazil. My thanks to Andy for getting a well-earned draw. And we will see you next time. Later.
Cheerio.